Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello to our friends jumping on now, 98.5 K-Fox, the South Bay's classic rock in San Jose, California. Also our friends at the Bayou, 95.7 in New Orleans. And Big Dog, 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. Welcome to the program. Today, the Drunken Charge coming in. Ryan Castle, we will sit and spin with this year's nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What you don't need to know, as some laws out there that you would not believe, things that you might think are illegal, but are, in fact, legal.
But we still don't know if this is good news or
not. It depends on what state you're in. It depends on a lot of things.
Which you're into, I'm guessing.
Would you think that it would be illegal to eat a cat or eat a dog?
Eat a cat?
Mm-hmm.
I would.
State by state.
You mean like go to a restaurant or like I snag the neighbor's cat?
You cannot, it's not legal to purchase or it's not legal to sell a cat or dog. I said to consume a cat or dog.
Wow.
Right.
That tells me all I need to know.
Things that you think should be or probably are illegal.
Wow.
But aren't really, in fact, illegal.
So I can eat a cat. Is what you're telling me.
It depends on the situation.
On the state.
It depends on
the situation,
the circumstances. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of these things. It just depends.
Okay. All right.
It just depends.
That's well, I have a cat. That's why I'm asking.
I do, too, with what you don't need to know. And he bit me again the other day.
Oh.
Our question, what ended horribly? 844-999. Oh, we got a couple stories.
Is that
stories.
Why you looked up these laws?
I sure did. Yeah,
probably. Can I eat this mother?
There was a marriage proposal in Colorado. Two Texas a couple were hiking. And then they got lost, and then they got a case of altitude sickness and hypothermia and everything else. It took other hikers to rescue them out of there. And then you have the Border Patrol agent who threw the gender reveal party, and he ended up starting the 47,000-acre wildfire, you know, as the Sawmill Fire. And he's going to have to pay $500 a month for the next 20 years of his life for that one. So
that's
our question,
nature's way of saying stop with the gender reveal parties.
What ended horribly? 844-999. Hola.
Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, fellas?
Doing well, sir.
So, I'm in the Army, and this was in 2016. My unit took a whole week off to just play kind of sports, like a camaraderie thing.
No.
And I was on my unit's soccer team. So, we're in the soccer game, we're playing, and I kind of forgot we had a soccer game that day. I thought it was the next day. So I'd killed like a couple monsters and a couple Mountain Dews by, you know, game time. So we're in there, we're playing, having a good time, and somebody kicked me. And I dropped to the floor like a sack of potatoes. It felt like I had a Charlie horse. So I tried, you know, walking it off, you know, kept playing through it. And a couple minutes later, you know, they subbed me off, and I'm still walking up and down the sidelines trying to you know, get this Charlie horse out of my leg. And we ended up losing the game. I went on with my day. I had a couple of appointments and stuff. And later that evening, I'm laying on the couch, and I decided to get up, step outside for a smoke, and I fell flat on my face. So this was like...
Oh, was it because your leg gave out or because you passed out?
Yeah, the leg gave out.
Okay.
So this was like 10, 11 hours after the fact of being kicked. So I got one of my friends to, you know, take me to the hospital. And it turned out I had a broken leg and a torn ACL that
Jeez.
I was walking on all day.
Wow. So when you got kicked hard.
No, not really. If I'm being completely honest,
it just hit you just right, I guess?
Yeah, he just hit me just right on the outside of my knee. And that was it.
So how long are you out of commission for?
Oh, I was out for 9 months, but it wasn't all that bad. I got out of a lot of work, and that was when the Cubs won the World Series, so I got to see most of the games, whereas I would have been at work had I not all been right. rehabilitating. So
okay, so, and people don't realize
planning,
that, man.
I guess
how long did you have to go through rehab?
It was about 9 months.
Okay, thanks.
So to me, a year and a half from me, the time you get kicked
exactly.
until the time
to
you're
me,
done.
The rehab and rehab often hurts.
Yes,
it involves painful things that you have to do to stretch out, even if it's just being iced or ice massages. Like, God, rehab is. And every time you're in rehab, the only thing you think about is I always take for granted when I'm healthy. I never think. I right. always take yeah. it for granted that like that something's not wrong.
We
with
all
me.
Say, well,
just
headache,
things.
Sore throat, yeah. toothache. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to appreciate it when it doesn't hurt, and we don't.
Yeah, I was just saying, if you have to rehab anything, I mean, just it's amazing how weak it is.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I've had to rehab was my wrist after I don't know a couple years ago, whatever the hell it was. But even that, because I'm like, how bad can it be? It's my wrist. It sucked.
Oh
like,
yeah,
it
yeah.
sucked, and it's it hurt. Painful. You're right, dude. I could not believe how goddamn weak my hand was.
Yeah, just right. Like, just how can I not grip that?
Because I had this woman. She goes, "Okay, grab this." And I guess the idea was when you squeeze it, it'll indicate how much pressure on her little machine. So she's like, "Squeeze," and I'm squeezing. She's like, "No, squeeze." I'm like, "I think I am." She checks the machine. She's like, "Wow." I'm like, "Is it that bad, man?" She's like, "Yes." I didn't even register yeah. that you did anything.
Nice.
Good times.
I had a broken arm, and I had the cast was on at one point in time. Then they had to take the cast off. They had to reset my arm. Then they put my cast back on. It was a nightmare. So I think I had my cast on. It was an unusual amount of time. But when they finally took the cast off, my arm was like a third of the size of my other arm. Because I've been doing everything else with my other arm. And it was,
everything.
And it was pale. And it was, you know what I mean?
It smell bad?
Stinky. Yeah. It just looked,
And like how scrawny was it?
It was noticeably different in size. It was noticeably different.
And how long did that last?
It lasted for about 6 months until I just.
What, then it was noticeably different?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Totally.
And did you get any nicknames?
I knew it. I was conscious of it. I didn't point it out to people.
I know you're not pointing it out, but that's hard not to notice, man.
I just started lifting a lot. What ended horribly? 844-999 Ola, which was hard because the dumbbells and stuff. You know, like I had to go with less weight.
What's wrong with your arm?
I couldn't use a bar. I couldn't use I'd use dumbbells because you know I couldn't use.
I had a buddy in high school that had I don't know what disease he had, but one of his arms was literally like tiny.
Yeah.
In comparison.
Oh yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, it was the same length and everything. It was just like your
arm.
Right. It was like a little kid's arm. And then his other arm was like a normal, like, arm you'd see on like an 18-year-old guy.
That is very weird.
Yeah.
Very,
and you're right.
Weird.
Everybody always went, "What's wrong with your arm?" And it's like, I have blah, blah, blah.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a fair question, man. You know, like, I know you don't want to answer it, but that looks freaky.
Yeah.
When you look that freaky, people are going to ask.
What ended horribly? 844-999 Ola.
Hello. Jared, welcome to the men's room.
You're painful.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing great, Jared. How are you?
Oh, just fantastic.
How's the kid?
He's being a something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can tell by the way you said fantastic. Like, oh, that's kid nerves right there.
I just picked him up from daycare.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So he's all jacked up on the juice, the juicy juice.
No, she gave him cookies right as I picked him up. That's going to
happen. That is such a D move. You know what I mean? It's like giving your dog crack right before you're going to take it to a kennel.
Why don't you just walk into daycare tomorrow and just like have a pocket full of sugar cubes and just hand them to yourself?
Here's all the sugar, now you deal with them.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a snack, kid.
So, back when I was about 19, 20, met this girl and had a good time, but not really one you want to ever call back, you know. And
I always feel like I might be the male equivalent of that.
Probably.
You know, I mean, like, it rolls off the tongue so easy for you. I think that I might have rolled off the tongue that easily.
Oh, Miles, yeah, I slipped. Did you talk to me?
No. No, you just want to know.
And so I didn't, you know, take her calls or I didn't call her back or anything. And, like, I didn't really put two and two together. So
Daddy,
are
you talking about mommy?
See, that's...
No.
You got to be very gentle with this.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best.
Okay.
So the next... 3 weeks later, I get a call. She says, "I have the clap. You might want to go and go to a clinic and get tested."
Okay.
And I was like, "Okay, thanks for giving me the heads up." I go, and he's like, "So we're going to have to take a swab." And I was like, "What do you mean a swab?" And he pulls out a Q-tip, a 12-inch Q-tip.
Because you needed every bit of it.
Yeah, I had to get a sample. And so he does that, and he's asking me questions after that, and he's like, does it burn when you pee? And I'm like, it probably does now.
Right. Yeah. Because that's not what I do when I clean my ears.
Right. And I didn't have health insurance or anything like that, so $300-something later.
So you did test positive, and you did have to get an antibiotic and all that?
No, they gave me an antibiotic before, so I was taking my pills. My little brother decided to Google what the pills were and tell my parents and everything like
that. Oh, no way.
So you got your penis swabbed, you get your parents looking to...
Because you didn't even go to your parents, and you could have, because you could have used their money to help pay for your VD.
Yeah, did not do that. And then about a week later, one of her friends says, oh, by the way, she didn't really have that. She just wanted to get back at you.
Uh-huh. And so the doctor took your money as well. Did you ever?
That's funny.
Have you ever actually gotten a venereal disease?
No.
Okay, that's good for you.
I didn't mean to seem sound that.
No.
Oh no, it's not that, man. No. It's one of those weird situations where it's like, if you're gonna stick a Q-tip into the urethra of my penis, I almost hope you do find something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, hey, guess what? You're all good. Like, damn it, I have nothing, doc.
And I went the next morning when I was in pain. I got on a motorcycle. I've told this story before. I went to the hospital. I called my buddy Greg. He was a doctor. He was going to meet me on a Saturday morning. He's going to meet me there at the clinic. All right, just come on over. Just drive over. Make sure you have a ride. I was like, make sure you have a ride. Okay, all right. I didn't want to tell anybody because, well, that's another story. But anyway, get to the hospital. He gives me two big shots in the ass and a Z-Pack, basically what it was then, but it was in a prescription bottle. And so I go outside and I get on the motorcycle and I start riding home and I'm like, man, I can't feel my legs. And I couldn't feel it.
Which is problematic.
And that's why he told me that I needed a ride. And it was, and not only that, but the pressure on my ass in the seat was causing more tingling to get on my legs.
Right, right.
So I was losing feeling. And I couldn't brake with my rear brake, which was, you know, with my feet. And I couldn't shift. So basically, I'm like in second gear. I'm winding down the road like, you know, everywhere I'm going, like, oh, because I can't get out of gear. Like, I can't even, I'm trying to pick my knee up to, like, get out of this, man. I can't do it. So, like, I drove by. So I'm like, how in the hell am I going to get my feet off this? And how am I going to, so, like a jackass, I drive by the house first. I'm like, all right, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? So I decided that I'm going to cut through three other yards, right? I'm going to be in the grass.
How fast do you think you're going?
I'm going about probably 10 miles now.
Okay.
Right. And I'm going to try to slow it down as much as I can, and I'm going to careen the bike into the side of the house, which is a brick porch, and then I'll scream to my roommates to come out and pick me off this thing before hopefully, you know, I fall down or whatever.
Right.
So, of course, exactly what happens, what I think is going to happen. I slam into the side of the house. My leg falls off the peg. It's now on the exhaust. I hear... I'm like, ah! And I have to reach down and pull my goddamn leg off the pipe because it's like the skin's like...
Right, right.
When it pulls off, like, oh, and you can hear, you smell it. God damn it, so I crawled in the front door, man. It's just so pissed off.
What happened to you? I had sex. That's why this is happening.
I'm 19.
I'm a bad driver.
What ended horribly? 844-999-OLA. More calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What they say could possibly be worse than having your groom ditch you on your wedding day? Having him ditch you in front of thousands of strangers who are apparently watching live on Facebook. It was the reality for one heartbroken bride who had decided to live stream her wedding only to have it end in disaster.
Mm-hmm.
The bride-to-be was waiting patiently for her husband to join her at the aisle in China, but the young man never showed. Thousands of people were watching at home as a 24-year-old announced to family and friends that he'd run away. The 5-minute video has since been shared by more than 30,000 people on Facebook and viewed by more than 5 million people. Thankfully, most were sympathetic and shared supportive messages with the bride. It looks like basically what happens here. A few days before the wedding, the bride-to-be, the groom told the bride-to-be that his family probably could not afford approximately $9,000 in cash and gold ornaments her family expected his family to pay in a dowry.
Oh,
the old dowry system.
But the bride said her family could loan him a shortfall, and he agreed to go through with the wedding anyway. Obviously, he had a change of heart. The scorned bride has threatened now to sue her former fiancé for $18,000 to cover the cost of the ceremony and reception. Our question, what ended horribly? 844-999-OLA.
Just had to live stream it.
That's love right there.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so about 10 years ago,
I was living in Federal Way at the time. I had a job interview set up. And the day before, I was all excited about it. It was a good job. Well, I wake up the next morning to get ready for this job interview, and I got some kind of, like, stomach virus or something.
Oh.
And I was, like, really sick, man. Like, it was bad. But I had to go to this interview because it was a really good job, and I really needed it. So, and to top that all off, my car was broke down at the time, so I had to take the bus.
So are you puking, like, pooping, or both?
Both. And it was bad. Like, I was all clammy, and, like, it was gross, man. Like, it literally came out of nowhere. It couldn't have been a worse time.
So you're kind of like the average bus rider then, yeah. Mm-hmm. You blended right in.
Yeah, pretty much. So I walked to the bus stop, and this is in Federal Way. It was right by the Fred Meyer in Federal Way. And I'm standing there. I had about 20 to 30 minutes before the bus gets there, and which was the last bus I could take to get there on time. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get some coffee or something. And I start walking through the parking lot of the Fred Meyer to go to the Starbucks. And as I'm walking, the sun gets in my eyes and makes me sneeze. And when I sneeze, it just explosion, man. I totally crap my pants.
And it was
bad, man. Like, it was really bad.
Oh.
And I'm standing there, and I'm just, like, standing there. And I'm like, oh, man, this sure did not just happen. And I take a step, and it's, like, sliding down my leg, and, like, it was gnarly. So, yeah, I did not make that interview. What I should have done, though, is I should have went to the interview anyways and told them what happened, but, like, that's how dedicated I am to this job.
Yeah, that would have got you the job.
I think you made the right decision.
Did you ever get an interview with this company?
I think I did, too, but, you know.
Did you ever get a chance? Did you ever get a job opportunity or an interview or anything?
I ended up calling them back, and they said that they could reschedule it. I didn't tell them exactly what happened. I just told them that I was sick, and, I mean, it doesn't look good, you know? So I never got a call back again.
I ended up
getting a good job, so it was fine. But, that, like, it sucks because I wanted to work at that place for a while, and I finally got a call back, and that just never happened.
Damn. Okay.
You're right. That ended poorly. God damn, man.
Crapped his pants.
Sneezed and blew it out the backside. And sneezes, man, you know, like, you get a certain amount of relief when you sneeze, but you also think to yourself, as you feel the sneeze coming on, if there's anything else my body feels the need to do at this moment, like, it happens with the sneeze.
You will sneeze
and you will fart. You can sneeze and puke. It's just amazing. You'll sneeze and bad things happen. And there's nothing worse than sneezing and farting around people.
Dude, I was there a couple days ago. My stomach was not in a good spot, and I had to sneeze. And I was like, I might have to go sit on the toilet for this sneeze.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're like,
I was that worried.
I farted in my living room the other day. All right, I had the window open. Someone was walking outside.
Oh no!
Someone went, did you hear that?
Oh damn!
Because I think it was like. I mean, there was no doubt.
Right.
It could not have been anything else. It was these two chicks walking out front, like, did you hear that? Oh, God. I was like, oh, man, they heard that.
That's great.
Cool. What ended horribly? 844-999-OLO.
You should have taken the opportunity to introduce yourself. Hey.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
That's me.
Hey.
That's me, girls.
That's a cat call from my button. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Doing well, sir.
All right. I'll make it quick. I was 16, and on Tuesday nights, my dad raised three boys by himself, and on Tuesday nights, he would go bowling. Well, we would go out and cause mischief. We would sit in the woods across the street and throw rocks at passing cars because we lived in a little town in New Jersey. Well,
that's what you do, of course, right.
Right. And so we decided we're going to trip on acid. So we took some acid, and the first car that came, we got up, four of us, and we hit it, and it was a state trooper.
Oh.
I thought you were going to tell me it was an IROC Z. What? Okay, so how old were you when you were tripping on acid?
16.
Okay, that's pretty ambitious.
Was it really a state trooper?
Yeah, it was. And they chased us for almost 4 hours out in the Pine Barrens. I grew up in the Pine Barrens in New Jersey, so.
For 4 hours?
Yep.
While you're tripping on acid?
Yes, sir.
Now,
it was the craziest night of my life.
I was going to ask, did it ruin the trip, or were you just tripping and running from the cops?
Oh, it was so crazy, because their flashlights kept going and panning across us and over top of us, and They look like they were 20 miles wide, just scanning over us. We thought for sure we were getting caught.
How much shenanigans do you really think has taken place in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, which are notorious for weird things going on? Like, what would be the weird? Like, you live there, so
yes, sir.
How many bodies do you think?
Years.
How many bodies do you really think are dumped out there?
It's countless, man. It's just cool. It's miles and miles of endless. Would so yeah. There's plenty out.
Well, there's been legend for a long time that you know the mob dumped all their bodies back.
That's
there
the only reason were, I know the
if
Pine Barrens.
That's
why anyone's heard of it.
Pine Barrens. So I just but you really live there. Is that just folklore? Yeah. Or is that for real?
No, that's for real. And I know this might sound crazy to 90% of your audience, but whatever that Jersey Devil demonic being is real. And when I was 10 years old, that thing followed me through the woods for almost 2.5 miles when I was out on one of my just little journeys.
You don't think it was like a coyote with mange or anything like that?
No, it was a red orb with, it was kind of hard to describe. It was an orangish red orb that was just like circling me as I'm walking through the woods. Like I would run as fast as I can and then this thing would catch up and do circles about 50 to 100 yards around me.
What is the story? Like, I've heard the name, the Jersey Devil. Well, like, Bigfoot, everyone understands what's going on. Loch Ness Monster, right? We're familiar. But the Jersey Devil, so it's not like an animal. This is a glowing orb, you say, that follows you around? Or
it's
different
a demonic
people?
Force, basically. It was a folklore is that it was one of 13 kids, and he was deformed in some way, and his mom had casted him off, and then he came back, you know.
That's the situation.
So this was not another night on acid, then?
No, I promise. That was okay. When I was 10.
Oh, wow. All right.
The acid, not
through
16.
Definitely nothing checking in like that, then. Wow. That's cool.
Wow,
right,
man.
Right. Okay. And so, whatever, like I said, it's an energy that's in this dimension, and whether they give it the name Jersey Devil or whatever they want to give it, it's a demonic force.
Do most people there believe in it, or is it like anything where if you see it, you believe it, if you don't, you don't?
Right, that's it, 100%.
Okay.
And we can only see 1% out of all the light spectrums out there. So,
oh, sure.
There's a lot of things going on all around us that we have not a clue of unless we enlighten ourselves.
For example, I'm not wearing pants.
How would you suggest we enlighten ourselves?
Break free from the matrix. We are truly stuck in the matrix as okay. We live right now.
Right.
We are all enslaved to a system, and once you can break free of that, you realize that this is very meaningless stuff, but it's controlling our minds.
This is some deep stuff, Tim. Okay, well, thank you, man.
Exactly. Not where I expected that phone call to go.
Exactly, I didn't either. Wow.
I'm spooked out.
Mind blown, Tim.
Well, I was literally looking up a list of states and their notorious folklore.
Right.
And that's just like, oh my God, he's talking about it right now.
Yeah, but like anything,
man. Is that real?
I mean, I've heard the folklore of it before.
I mean, is it real? Is it?
But I mean, like anything, man. The only reason it's not scary to me is like, I don't ever plan on going to the New Jersey Pine Barren. You know, like,
you have to drive through it on your way to the shore if you're
but
doing
listen,
that.
But listen, it's like my father's theory of sharks. Like when I was a kid, Dad, are you scared of sharks? He's like, can they walk? I said, well, no. He's like, no. They're only scary if you go to them. He's like, so don't go to them. Like,
eh, all right.
Fair enough.
What ended horribly? 844-999-OLA.
Oh, don't forget Billy. Back in Maryland, got eaten by the goat man.
Oh, that's right. Poor Billy. That's why they call him Billy Goats now. Billy was a strange bearded child.
Oh, God.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James?
Hey there.
Hola.
James, break free from the Matrix.
You know, I don't know if I can top the Jersey Devil, but it seems like all these stories start with, oh, back when I was 16 or 17.
Tripping on acid. I think that starts with the Jersey Devil.
But in his defense, he saw the devil a separate night.
That's true, when he was 10.
Well, at least the acid wasn't involved with that. anyways, my story starts back when I was 16 or 17. You know, growing up in the suburbs of Toledo, not a lot to do out there back in Ohio. So, you know, we're hanging out at my house, a group of us, and my buddy's like, convinced me, hey, get on the hood of my car. I said, okay, sure, of course. I'm 16 or 17, so something stupid, let's do it. But so I get on the hood of his Ford Granada, and I'm like, okay, he's going to drive me about 100 feet. No, he takes me to the right, down the road, around the block, and I'm like, oh, this isn't good because there's really nothing to hold on to. We're on the hood of a car. So we get back onto my street, and we're going, and all of a sudden he starts hitting the brakes and hits them too hard. I feel my butt start sliding, and I'm like,
my first thought is, I was up at the grab. If I grab his windshield wiper, I'll probably pull it off. He'll get mad at me. So, like, okay, well, let's just slide. And as soon as my feet hit, I'm going to run. No, it didn't work out so well. So my feet hit the pavement. I took two steps. I rolled, slid. Luckily, my buddy swerved, or else I probably would have had my head crushed. But
Jesus.
I end up up in front of my house. Thankfully, my parents were at home, and I'm just laying there laughing, like, oh, my God. My other friends run up. Oh, my God, are you arrested? Either call 911 or help me up.
Did nothing broken?
Nothing broken. I was mad. I said, you ripped my favorite jeans, and I got a hole in my shirt. But other than that, I was very fortunate.
Yeah.
But he's like, I go, how fast are you going? He's like, 40.
That's Jesus, the one thing you don't realize about the object in motion, because it doesn't seem that fast. It's kind of like when you're driving on the interstate and you're like, if you really go 55, you're like, this is really, it seems slow in the car.
Right.
You know what I mean? It has the way that it looks visually. So, like, you know what I mean? You don't realize, man, like, when you're trying to time something like that, then you put your feet down, you're like, all of a sudden, you're face down on the ground.
Yeah. Well, it's everybody's, like, you watch a movie and you're like, oh, if that were me, I had to jump. Like, right. And you'd have smashed your face on the ground.
Jumping off a train. Good luck. You know what I mean? The thing's moving. It's fast.
Yeah, you don't. The one time I jumped onto a train, me and my buddy were going to grab this train, ride it back closer to our place from where we were coming from. And it wasn't going very fast. I mean, you had to sprint to catch it, but it wasn't going that fast. But the one thing you don't think about, as soon as my hand touched the ladder to climb up the side,
You're in. But
you stop making a physical effort. Like, to somebody, you stop running and all that. And, like, in that half second, man, just feeling the weight of the train tug on my shoulder, I almost crap myself, man. And then I'm holding on to the side of this, and I realize, like, this is a terrible idea. My buddy Leon, he's on the ladder of the car in front of me, and we're taking this thing back up. But when it goes through downtown Baltimore, it's called the Howard Street Tunnel, right? So it's pitch black in there. Again, we did not anticipate this, and you can't hear anything. And now you're convinced that there's only, like, 2 inches of space on the side of the train.
Because you can't see.
Dude, it was horrible. And the thing is, like, I'm yelling for him, but I cannot hear anything. So now I've convinced him. And you're in there for about 10 minutes, maybe. I am convinced that he has fallen off the train, got run over. Anyway, we show up at the station. He's still there. I'm there. And I'm sure I looked the way he looked to me, like, just eyes bugged up. But we saw each other and just hugged. Like, oh, my God, man, I thought you died. He's like, I was yelling your name. Never did that S again.
Free ride, though. What ended horribly? 844-999-OLA. It got you where you wanted to go.
It did. It was not worth it, man. It was not freaking worth it. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Doing good, Jay. Thanks, man.
So it all went wrong for me because of you guys, actually.
Oh, excellent. Nice.
So about 2 years ago, I called into Big Dummy for my first and last time.
Guessing it didn't go well.
15 questions in, I finally got one right. I think it was a gimme.
Well, on that note, thank you for not calling back.
Yes.
You're very welcome. I don't want to burden you guys too much.
Or your cell phone bill.
Obviously. So the thing is, it wouldn't be so bad if I didn't, while waiting on hold, tell my friends and my family to listen to the show. Because I was like, I'm going to be on the radio. This is going to be great. Half an hour later, it's all said and done, and I leave where I'm at, and 2 years later, I still haven't heard the end of it.
Well, and that's pretty epic, 15 questions.
I mean,
15 questions.
What do your friends and family think of you normally? Were they surprised that it took 30 minutes and 15 questions? Did they think that was about right, or what?
Did they think you're
done?
Were
they embarrassed?
They weren't necessarily embarrassed. They started to question my mental stability when I was asked about something about, like, what was the profession of a surgeon that uses a saw for osteoporosis, and I said cars or something like that, and I know it's bones, obviously.
Wow, man. Now,
at the same time, Thrill, you actually threatened to beat my ass through the phone.
Because I can believe that.
So stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Because clearly we were asking questions at some point that we truly felt you should get. You were not getting them. And then there's that anger thing that wells up.
Exactly.
Like, just know
after
something.
After about 12 questions, you better be really entertaining if you're going to be dumb. That's what we're looking for, I think,
Well, you must have been.
I think it came down to me saying something about how I liked Star Wars. You asked me a Star Wars question, and I got it wrong, and it just infuriated you even more.
Well, goddamn it. Right. It makes me mad just hearing that.
Right?
Like, somehow, I gave you a gimme, and you still went wrong.
Exactly.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, well, we're glad that 2 years later, your family and friends think you're an idiot.
We're glad we haven't heard from you.
And that was James, right?
Crap, I don't remember. I think it was, yes.
Well, to whoever, like, just to viewers, friends, and family, keep it up. But 2 years, you hadn't heard the end of it? Let's make that 5 years.
Right, go for it.
He was the one that called everybody and said, hey, I'm going to be on the radio.
You should listen.
Check out the big brain.
Sometimes, though, you really got to wonder. Like, are you trying to put on a gimmick here to be the biggest dummy ever? Or like,
I mean, we do the best we can.
Because we try to figure that out sometimes. Right. Like, is this person just being a jackass so they can just piss people off? Or are they really trying to get a question right and are just legitimately not that intelligent?
Sometimes it's hard to tell. And we'll even go to break and debate amongst ourselves. Like, man,
I'm telling you,
they sincerely seem stupid. You know, and someone else is like, I'm telling you, it's a con.
Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle, coming in to Sin Spin. Today we get the nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and more of your calls on our question, what ended horribly? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle, coming up to Sin Spin. We'll get the nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up right after emails on our question, what ended horribly? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, when I was about a year old, I was crawling around my mom's bedroom while she was getting ready for work. And while I was crawling around, I crawled into her bathroom. And I decided to pull on her cord that was connected to her hot curling iron. And it fell on the left side of my face.
Ooh.
And burned most of my left cheek. And she had to peel off the curling iron and peeled off most of my skin.
Oh, do you still have a scar?
Yes, I have a scar. I don't notice it anymore, but it's a topic of conversation when people meet me.
I mean, you don't notice it, but if I'm meeting you for the first time and I think, man, she has an awfully curly face.
Yeah, you'll see it.
Do you ever say, like, you know, I ran into a burning building to save a family? I mean, do you have any other stories that you like to tell?
No, I haven't thought of anything good, but when people ask, I always tell them that she got held for 3 hours at the hospital getting questioned for child abuse.
Did she really?
Well, of course, yeah, man.
She did, wow.
See, that's not only is that a terrifying situation to be a parent in when obviously your child has gone through great harm, you're the watchful eye. The also understanding part about this is to make sure that it's not, understand the rigmarole, but still.
Right, then legally, you're kind of on the spot, man.
You don't want to, you know.
Did you get any nicknames during school, like Curly?
I mean, pretty original ones, you know, just Bernie face, you know.
Oh, God.
That's just mean.
That is.
I mean, at least Bernie the nickname face. Is Bernie faces. That's not even creative.
Think of Bernie Sanders. That's horrible.
I know.
Okay, what about, do you have curly hair?
No, I have pretty straight hair. If I just blow dry, it's wavy, but it's not curly or anything.
All right.
Would you curl it or are you against curling irons?
I can curl it, yeah.
Okay. Look, I go in my kids' room every morning after they stay just so I can see what's plugged in and if I need to turn this heat missile off.
I'm guessing, 95% of the time stuff is still on?
Yeah, so it could be a curler, it could be a strainer, it could be this, it could be that. But inevitably, there's two things that piss me off. Number one, you unplugged your toothbrush. And to me, the most important thing to keep plugged in would be the toothbrush.
Sure.
Like, if your toothbrush doesn't, and it's supposed to, like, a toothbrush seems important. You know, all your hair looks great, but if your breath smells like ass, who cares?
That's a really good point. Right? I mean,
it doesn't really matter.
Hey, baby, would you? Oh,
oh, God!
Oh,
man, she's really beautiful.
Man, boy, you
got to stay like 4 feet.
I was asking her if she uses a curling iron because, again, this won't shock you. It's one of my dad's stories. But it's going to end bad.
I know. Once you say it's a dad story, I'm like, oh, no.
All right, so when he was a kid, I forget the story, but somehow a pot of coffee got spilled. It got on him.
All right.
So he still has a scar. But to this day, if you ask him, like, do you want some coffee? I don't drink coffee. It's like, why don't you drink coffee? Because you know damn well what I was doing.
That's the whole reason you won't drink coffee?
Every time.
Oh, no
To this day, and it's like, all right, man. Like, someone made a mistake.
Right. And, like, you still hate the coffee?
He still hates coffee. I don't know that I've ever seen him drink coffee.
Just because it was spilled on him when he was a kid.
Correct. I've still got the scar. Because, you're having
what if it
a
been
normal
hot chocolate?
Person conversation.
What if it had been hot chocolate? He'd be missing out on a lot.
I don't know about hot chocolate.
See, I think
coffee's out.
If that was the theory, I think I'd go with, I'd probably end up going tea.
If you had to give up one,
If
I had to give up one, the
scald me with your tea.
Right, exactly.
Like, whatever, man. Hit me with that. Exactly. I cannot stand
that. That's kind of like, maybe she says she doesn't use a curling iron, and my dad's not just the crazy, insane one.
No, he's the craziest. Still got scars.
Right? Right. That happened years ago.
What ended horribly? 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Manola.
Hola.
So it starts off, I'm 16 years old and ran out of gas. And this is before we used cell phones a lot. You know, we actually had to use payphones. And I'm in a little town called Snoqualmie.
Hang on. Hold on.
Yeah.
We get back to
now you got a new thing called a cell phone. So you can wait for a second while we station identification. Mm-hmm. Hang on, Ryan Castle coming in to sit and spin the nominees for this year's Rock and Roll of Fame all the way. And what you don't need to know has things that you cannot believe are actually legal to still be able to do. You probably thought that they were illegal, in fact.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.